episode 891, the runtime count up. All right, Ben, help me out. What minutes are we at? 71 to 90 minutes.
To 90 minutes. You're in a lot of trouble with that. I think that going up is throwing you off.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono. We're back.
We're back. And I was just saying off the air, this runtime coming up had the potential to be dumb, but personally, I'm really into it.
Yeah, I think it's getting better. I told people last time that first episode, not so great. I would give last episode a solid 3 out of 5.
What? I love last episode.
And, this one's going to be 4, 4.5 stars.
Well,
easy.
Let's just kick it off with one that we have the same entry on. 71 minutes. Go ahead.
Frankenstein.
Yes, for
the
me.
James Whale edition.
71 minutes. Frankenstein from 1931.
And you can do 72.
Actually, you go first and I'll go. Let's just follow that pattern.
Well, it's the same one.
Dracula. 72, Dracula from 1931. I mean, we don't have a lot of doubling up on our entries, but there's been a handful that you and I have had the same entry in the list.
I can see a couple more where we could potentially double up.
So as you know, listeners, when we name these movies, we're not necessarily saying these are favorite movies. They just happen to be the favorite movie from that runtime. But in this case, I love Frankenstein and I really like Dracula. So
they're both
two
solid.
Great ones. Go ahead, 73.
Another Czechoslovakian movie, Valerie and Her Week of Wonders. This is a movie I did not like the first time I watched it, rewatched it, and was very impressed.
All right, 73 minutes. Another old Universal monster movie. 1932's The Mummy.
Is this just going to be all Universal monster movies? We've moved out of... We had wrestling documentaries and behind-the-scenes features. Then we moved into stand-up comedy.
And now this is
now we're
kind of
over that one-hour mark. Now we're going to get Universal monster movies.
All right, what do you got for 74?
Carl Dreyer's Vampire, from 1932.
All right, for 74 minutes, I mentioned a Winnie the Pooh movie earlier on the runtime count up from 2011. Well, now I'm mentioning 1977's The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. This is a favorite of mine. I love this movie. Growing up, I watched this a lot.
I've probably watched it. I have not logged it on Letterboxd.
All right. But would it be your entry for 74 minutes?
It would not.
Okay.
Vampire is pretty fantastic. But even better is my 75-minute entry, which is Robert Bresson's Pickpocket, his loose adaptation of Crime and Punishment. This movie is phenomenal. Wow. It's so good. This is when I start talking about some of the best ever. I don't know if this one's in my top 20 or not, but it's up there. It's a great, great movie.
I thought we were going to have an interface for 75 minutes because my entry is The Bride of Frankenstein from 1935.
That's a great movie too, but Pickpocket's better.
The Bride of Frankenstein is my favorite Universal monster movie that I've seen as of now.
76 minutes, Batman Mask of the Phantasm.
Batman Mask of the Phantasm is also my entry for 76 minutes.
This is a great movie.
It really is.
And the animated series is great as a whole, but this is so, so good.
So the animated series recently got added to HBO Max.
Yep.
And I've heard rumors that they might continue on with it.
I think we covered that on news.
I know you're for the series as a whole. Are you for a reboot or a revival?
Yeah, if they can do it well.
Yeah.
It's right. Not as though like there's this precious continuity in it that they can't disrupt.
All right, go ahead.
77 minutes, Primer.
77 minutes, Primer.
Oh, speaking of time travel movie
from 2004.
Did you see I recommended the movie Predestination to you?
Yes, I saw it, and because you said go in cold. Yeah, I didn't even read your review yet, so I'll watch it.
I marked my review as spoiler.
I'll try to watch it in the next week or so that we can review it here on the show.
It's trippy.
Okay. So, do you want to review it here for the show?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
78, or was Primer yours?
77 was my movie. Yeah, 77 minutes, Primer from 2004.
I see. I thought we might have a couple. Yeah. 78 minutes, a horror movie from the 60s, Carnival of Souls. I just haven't seen a lot of movies from 78 minutes.
All right, well, 78 minutes is something I'm really glad exists. Long after Batman 66 went off the air, well, actually all the way out into 2016, the original cast members, Adam West, Burt Ward, lended their voices to an animated adventure called Batman, Return of the Caped Crusaders.
Well, that's great.
78 minutes. All right, go ahead.
79 minutes, I have a movie called Clean Shaven, which is really, really interesting how this is filmed. So the main character has schizophrenia and other various mental problems. And the movie is filmed with the cinematography and all that to get you into his head. So there's a lot of weird ambient noise. It's meant to be very disorienting in the way that you're watching the movie. It's phenomenally done.
All right. Well, 79 minutes for me is Disney's 101 Dalmatians.
I'm sure that's good, too. 80 for me, Ingmar Bergman's Winter Light. I adore this movie. Like, in terms of the crisis of faith genre, this is probably the best to ever do it. It's that good.
All right. 80 minutes for me, another time travel movie. This is lesser known. It's from 2012, and it's called 41. I'll just read the one sentence blurb about it. A young man discovers a hole in the floor of a local motel that leads to yesterday.
I'd watch out for floors in the hole or holes in the floor of local motel.
Yeah, like how did he discover that? I mean, I know the answer, but if you hear that, as the blurb, it's like, how did he figure out to go through the hole in the motel?
Exploring strange holes in motels is a risky proposition. 81, South Park, bigger, longer, and uncut.
81 for me, another animated movie, but not quite like that. Mine's Toy Story.
They're both good.
81 minutes, Toy Story.
They're both at the height of 90s animated features.
Right, what do you got next?
My third favorite movie of all time, 82 minutes, The Passion of Joan of Arc.
Wow, okay.
I adore this movie.
I haven't seen it, but I will watch it someday. It's on HBO Max, correct?
I think so.
All right, 82 minutes for me. This is Spinal Tap.
Oh, I love this.
Spinal I also Tap. Love that movie.
83 minutes, Overlord. This is a great World War II movie on the D-Day invasion.
Okay. 83 minutes for me, another one of my favorite Disney movies, Robin Hood, starring a fox.
Yeah, I think I was sexually confused by this movie as a young child.
You've mentioned this so many times. I don't understand it, but you just have mentioned it so many times. We both have funny stories about this movie, because my funny story about Robin Hood is that I was shocked to learn as I got a little older that Robin Hood wasn't always a fox.
Right.
Like, I mean, Disney really tricked me as a kid. I thought they had so many creative ideas.
And I was shocked by the things it made me feel.
Let's move on.
Just to be clear, I was, like, prepubescent the last time I watched Robin Hood. I don't know why, but I just have weird memories.
I mean, that's
it.
One. I could see us rewatching that one for the Uncensored feed, and you could talk more about this, but not right now.
Just tell you, I need to take a break for a few minutes.
Go okay, ahead.
84 is another top 10 movie for me, Ingmar Bergman's Persona. This movie is so good. I adore Persona, Ingmar Bergman's best movie. It's a tour de force. It is meta. It is the groundwork for so many surrealist films in the future. David Lynch. Persona's just phenomenal.
And that's crazy that it's in your top 10, because 84 minutes for me is also in my top 10, but top 10 Disney animated movies. It's Beauty and the Beast.
It's a little different.
From 1991.
85 for me, Roberto Rossellini's movie Journey to Italy, which he is starring Ingrid Bergman while he was married to her.
Okay. 85 minutes for me is an HBO documentary about Andre the Giant. It's called Andre the Giant.
That's an accurate title.
Just from a few years ago, 2018.
86 minutes, David Lean's Brief Encounter. I adore this movie.
You know, I like this movie, but 86 minutes for me is a movie that I know you also like, What We Do in the Shadows.
I love What We Do in the Shadows, but Brief Encounter is next level.
All right.
87 minutes, Fantastic Mr. Fox. I love this movie. So good. It's probably the best Roald Dahl adaptation. It's an underrated Wes Anderson. Just great.
Yeah, you know, I liked Fantastic Mr. Fox a lot. Way better than Isle of the Dogs. Which one do you like better between those
Fantastic
two?
I've only seen Isle of Dogs once, but okay. I like Fantastic Mr. Fox better.
All right, here we go. 87 minutes for me. A documentary all about a movie I love. I'm going to tell you now the title of the documentary. It's called Never Surrender, a Galaxy Quest documentary.
Well, I'm sure that's good.
It's kind of weird, though, that the word documentary.
Mr. Fox.
It's kind of weird that the word documentary is in the title of the documentary. Because you could say, like, this is about Galaxy Quest. Maybe they made the right choice. Go ahead. 88 minutes.
It's possible. The next two movies are also top 20, top 25-ish all time.
Okay.
The first one at 88 minutes is Stanley Kubrick's Paths of Glory, starring Kirk Douglas. This movie is so good. You know, we talked in a Dr. Strangelove review about the horrors of war, and we were kind of debating, like, well, no, it's really more Cold War. But if you want Stanley Kubrick's take on the horrors of war as war holistically, Paths of Glory, it's just a great movie. Probably the best World War I movie ever made.
All right, I haven't really been mentioning, although I have been tracking, or I had previously tracked, how many films I'd seen in each category before naming the one that I wanted to represent me on this list. I'm only bringing this up now because the number shot way up at 88 minutes. I've seen 37 films, but I also mentioned to you, I've seen a lot of bad movies.
You have.
Like, so much so that there were times where it was tough to say, which one do I want to represent me? Now, I like what I have here on the list. It's just
I feel
a tiny...
like this is a lead into something terrible. Yeah, I feel like brace it's a... yourselves, listeners.
No, you're gonna like this entry. It feels like a little bit of a cheat, but the very first episode of the BBC Sherlock series is listed as a movie because they're an hour and a half long. Well, actually, 88 minutes long.
Right.
So, Sherlock, A Study in Pink, is my entry here. But just think of that. I saw 37 films, and I like that TV show. But the best thing out of those 37 films was the pilot of Sherlock.
Give us a sampling.
I can. I just don't have it right in front of me. Just give me 1 second. I'll have it because I put together an in-depth like spreadsheet for when we get further down here. So let's go ahead and take a look. All right. Here we go. All right. So 88 minutes. Yeah. I mean, like I said, there's a lot. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze. Space Jam.
Yep. So far, Sherlock's winning
Pinocchio
for me.
Pinocchio from Disney. Chris Farley's movie Beverly Hills Ninja. I didn't use this. This was what I do like, actually. Conquest of the Planet of the Apes. I like that movie. Encino Man. Did you ever see Encino Man?
I have not.
Then some Christmas movies that aren't worth mentioning.
All right. I think you made your point. Sherlock was the correct choice.
All right. So go ahead.
89.
Oh, right, here's one more. Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. That was a college age favorite of mine.
I mean, Paths of Glory.
Have you seen Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle? I feel like you would just love that movie.
Yeah, I might. I'm shocked that you do because like you're the most.
No, I don't like it now, but I remember in college thinking that was hilarious.
But you're like this upstanding citizen who writes disapproving reviews about James Bond's morals, and yet you're watching Harold and Kumar, which is a stoner movie.
I mean, it came out in 2004. I liked it in 2004. That was almost 20 years ago.
That's true, but still. 89 minutes, Bicycle Thieves. This is such a great movie. I honestly, of the movies I've mentioned tonight, it's not my favorite. Passion of Joan of Arc is, and then Persona is better. But Bicycle Thieves, like, this is one of those movies I think you just owe it to yourself as a human being to sit down and watch at some point. It's that quality.
89 minutes for me. Maybe my favorite Disney movie, The Lion King.
Fine.
Not the live action version.
All right.
With the animated animals.
Live action version's probably coming up later on this list.
I haven't actually seen the movie.
No, me neither. 90 minutes, Cleo from 5 to 7. This is a great movie by Agnes Varda. And it's about a woman. It takes place in near real time. And she discovers she has cancer. And it's the snippet of 90 minutes of her life within this 2-hour time period. It's really, really good.
All right, everybody. My final entry on the list for tonight's episode, another Disney movie, right from the same time as Lion King. It's Aladdin, my 90-minute entry, and that brings a close to this episode, although I will admit, a little bummed out I chose the Sherlock pilot over Conquest of the Planet of the Apes.
I'm a little bummed by the amount of Disney movies you have.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Stop sucking on that teat.
Oh, man, I just noticed something. For Aladdin, I mentioned that 37 was the biggest jump, and so that's why I even mentioned it. For the 90-minute selection, I saw 57 movies.
Man.
I wish you had kept track of that.
Well, I'd have it. I just don't have it in a way I can track it.
57 movies at 90 minutes long.
I'll see what I can do to get there.
Do you want me to tell you some of them?
Yeah. There's got to be something better. I mean, I don't hate Aladdin, yeah, but just enough with the Disney crap.
Kung Fu Panda?
No.
A lot of those cheesy Christmas movies that Des and I watch, like so many, I'm just
yeah. Those are kind of in the 90 minute.
Here's one I loved growing up: Flight of the Navigator, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Shrek, Superman 4, The Quest for Peace, Ace Ventura: When Nature Calls.
That was a favorite growing up.
Let's see. Just I'm trying to name some ones I think you'd be interested. Oh, Identity. This is a John Cusack movie from 2003.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I feel like you would have liked that.
It's based on And Then There Were None.
More Christmas movies. A lot of Christmas movies. Like, just a lot. And then, Beatles, Yellow Submarine. Not a big fan of that. One of my favorite horror franchises, although listeners will remember, I don't really like horror or horror franchises.
Yeah, one of your favorite horror franchises.
I do remember back in college, I liked the Final Destination horror franchise, and Final Destination 2 is 90 minutes long.
That doesn't seem like a Matt Anderson movie.
Oh, isn't that weird? You've learned some things about me here tonight.
Watching stoner comedies and slasher movies.
Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiMoto.
Signing off.
Goodbye.